Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Team Hellions Podcast. I'm Kevin Hellions Decent here, your host, your main writer for the site, your whatever you want to call me. So, it's August. I've been thinking summer memories a lot, stuff I used to do, trips we used to take, things like that. And I don't think you, the listeners and readers of the site, know enough about the cottage. The cottage is infamous. Cottage still goes on to today. So every August, for as far back as I can remember, over almost certainly over 30 years, my family would rent a cottage from friends of the family. They have a main cottage, then they have this little trailer to the side thing that's for extra guests to rent out to people, you know, for various purposes. So we would rent it out for 2 weeks, then be 2 weeks vacation on the lake. Now, by cottage, I know you're picturing something elaborate, most likely. But this was a single-wide trailer, two bedrooms in there, little, like, open space, living room, but you can see anyone in the kitchen, you know, no walls up or anything like that. Also, no cable, no phone. No stores within walking distance, really. I mean, you could, but it'd be your day. Can't drink the water there. Have to bring in bottled water. As a kid, this was horrible. This was awful. This was torture. And I would complain loudly. Now, I like to swim, and I still like to swim to this day. And I've swam great distances before. I used to be very good at it. My brother would fish all the time, all day long. He could just get in that zen moment, stand out there on the dock, fish the entire day away. I could not. So I'd get bored and antsy. It even took a while before we brought a TV down. Not that there was cable, but we could maybe get a two or three stations on the rabbit ears, then later on would bring a VCR down, bring down a bunch of movies. But any movies kind of had to be, you know, for anyone in the family, so I couldn't bring down, you know, my wrestling or, you know, any weird sci-fi movies or anything like that. So in order to have something to do and occupy my time, I started looking for some random books. And some comics, magazines, all this stuff that was sitting in my room waiting for a chance to read it when I wasn't watching TV at school, hanging out with my friends. The usual stuff a kid did. Well, here's the 2 weeks for it. And I started getting through a book a day. So there's nothing else to really do. And then I would buy other stuff, just stuff that was a longer read, a more difficult read, a stranger read, whatever it might be, because I had the time to dedicate to it. I even, imagine this, I even read some books I was going to have to read for the next school year. Yeah, yeah, I know, something good students do. I was not one of them. And at the time, I thought it was complete torture. And I honestly, like, very often, I complain the loudest about being there. But looking back, I have a wealth of information in my head. All sorts of random stuff I know. I write constantly. Tuesdays is usually the only day I can't guarantee I wrote something because I record this podcast. But even then, I probably will end up writing something today. A draft for myself, a post for another site, something. And all of that, I realize now, comes from this dedicated 2 weeks of doing nothing but reading and absorbing all that information. If it's how to craft a story, if it's use of the language, if it's creativity, I don't know. In the moment, I certainly could not realize it. But now, I'm thankful. Thankful for the time there. For the things that we did, for everything I brought down. If you told me now, hey, here's 2 weeks, you're stuck there. No internet, no cable TV, none of your shows. I don't know who's watching my kid, but, you know, let's pretend that's covered too. For 2 weeks, honestly, the first couple days, I'd have a little bit of DTs over internet loss. But after that, I think I'd be thrilled. I have so many things I want to go through and read. If you said, hey, the world's turned off for a little bit and you can do it, I would honestly sign up today for that. That'd be exciting. So if you're going through something in the moment, your kid's going through something, you have a thing like this in your own past, I just want to say that sometimes we don't know where that's going to lead, but very frequently it leads to something good. I didn't know it at the time, but I am grateful for those times at the cottage, for all that we did there, because it is absolutely why I'm here today for things, and who I am now. Again, couldn't have planned it, couldn't have imagined it in the moment, but it's absolutely true. Now, I'm not saying that whatever God or religion you believe in, or fate or grand cosmic plan, I don't know what it is. But I absolutely think that things happen in the moment that pay off many years later, and we don't know the grander plan at the time. I've had too many things like that in my life. I never know what the reason is, but I believe everything's for a reason. It might even be a small reason. Maybe the reason I went through something is so I can have a conversation with someone 10 years later that helps them. It didn't do anything for me. I went through some stuff. But maybe I helped then, and then that ripples out from there. I don't know. But that's the cottage. That's a good summer memory for me. Can't believe it's almost over. School's about to begin again. Should really use some vacation time. But we'll be back next week. Be back tomorrow. Be here every day for you at TeamHellions.com, Team Hellions on Facebook page, at Team Hellions on Twitter, at Kevin Hellions on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening for another week. I hope you're having a good August day. We'll see you next week.